السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون وإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. آج ہم اس رمضان کے آخری دن سے گزر رہے ہیں.
حضور says that today we are passing through the last day of Ramadan which Allah Almighty through His blessing enabled us in order to seek His forgiveness and in order to continue our good deeds and in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty bestowed us with this Friday. So therefore, fortunate are those from among us who have those who have benefited from these days of the special blessings of Allah Almighty during these days. Today, this is Friday, Zur says. In itself, there is a special importance of this day of Friday. And this importance is not at all connected with whether it is in Ramadan or not. Regarding its importance, Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, and Allah Almighty says, And also in the sayings, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained this importance in various ways. Although the generality of the Muslims and some Ahmadis as well, they believe that this Friday in Ramadan, the last Friday of Ramadan, that carries a special significance and importance. And they can, and a mu'min can see and witness a special acceptance of prayer during this Friday. And normally we see in the newspapers that with reference to this last Friday, and by giving a wrong name, it is called Jumatul Wida as well, the last farewell sermon, farewell Friday, and the attendance in the mosque, and also with reference to the Friday sermons of the imams, special mention is mentioned in the press, and the media in the wrong way, they publish so many things in a wrong way. Some newspapers, they special supplement, they publish special supplements. So this is the wrong understanding which it gives, that whether you do not offer the prayer, do not offer the Jummah, and if you just go for this Jummah, then all of your sins are going to be forgiven. Because of these wrong innovations has given this concept that just one prayer will forgive all the sins. And this is totally wrong. Allah, it's a great blessing of Allah Almighty that we who are Ahmadi Muslims, they are completely safe from this type of innovation. Allah Almighty and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has strongly advised us to be regular in our good virtues and to carry out them without any break, and that has been greatly emphasized by both of them. And if this continuity is there, then from mistakes and shortcomings, Allah Almighty will forgive that. And the sins of such a person will be forgiven who will be acting according to that. So there is a saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about that, which says, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a man is avoiding from the big sins, then five prayers and one Jummah from the other Jummah and one Ramzan to the other Ramzan, anything committed by way of mistake between that will be forgiven as a result of that. So the first thing, this is to be remembered, and this should be remembered all the time and never forget it, that this is wrong to believe that whatever you may be doing, intentionally whatever you are doing, if he is committing sins intentionally and he is usurping the rights of in relation to Allah and to people, and he does not pay any attention to that one, and still Allah Almighty forgive all the sin on the day of Jumatul Wada. And this Jumatul Wida will become a means of the forgiveness of all such sins. Some people also believe that if we go for Hajj once and completely they are free from all types of sin, and then as if they have got the license to do whatever they like. There are examples of the great sins, as it is mentioned that one should avoid the big sins, the usurping the money, the wealth of other people, and eating up the wealth of the orphans. That is a great sin. And the one who doesn't himself, and asking other people to do that, that is also one of the big sin. And then also to make the people fight between them, that is also a great sin. And spoiling the relationship of two people is also one of those great sins. And Allah Almighty says that this disorder is a greater sin than even killing other people. So a mu'min who has got the fear of Allah, he does not only think that if I do not steal the people, steal the property, if I do not commit adultery, so only then all the matter will be clear for him. Not like this, but if somebody usurps the right of other people, whether it's individual or government, or if he is creating enmity between two people and spoiling their relationship, all these things, as a matter of fact, and so many other things like that, they are all counted as great sins. So when a person voluntarily, then he avoids all these mistakes and sins. If by mistake he commits something, then he seeks forgiveness by performing istighfar. So then Allah, then it is mentioned in that saying that the five daily prayers which are offered properly in the best possible manner, then from one Jummah to another, and from one Ramzan to another Ramzan, whatever the smaller mistakes are committed, they human beings are weak, sometimes they commit mistakes. So all these things will be forgiven. All these things which are not intended to harm other people, Allah Almighty will forgive those things, and He will forgive these sins to these people. And this Jummah will be something very good for those people who are trying to avoid the sins, and these smaller things will be forgiven as a result of this Friday. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has not mentioned that this Jummatul Wada, the farewell Jummah as it is said, that will become the means of forgiveness. And seeking forgiveness from Allah Almighty and offering the prayers and the worship which are essential, this become the means of forgiveness of the smaller mistakes. And the verses which I have recited just now, in that Allah Almighty has also mentioned, Allah Almighty says, the translation is like that, O ye people, those who have believed, when on the day of Friday, one part of it you are invited for the worship of Allah, then you hasten towards the remembrance of Allah, and you abandon your commerce and business. This is better only if you know. So therefore, when the prayer is over, the second verse says that when the prayer is over, then you spread in earth and in the land, and whatever blessing you can find from the blessings of Allah Almighty, and so that you can be successful, and you remember Allah Almighty so that you can be successful. And when they have some commerce or anything of a player, this type of pursuit, and then they would leave you alone, then you say that what is with Allah Almighty, that is much better than the playerly pursuit and the commerce. And the provision with Allah Almighty is the best of all the provisions. Allah Almighty has explained very clearly that when you are invited to come for the prayer on Friday, then you should hasten, come very quickly towards the remembrance of Allah Almighty. That is something which is most important for you, and it should be like that, because this is the worship of Allah which will become the means of forgiveness of your sins. In one hadith it is mentioned, Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, he narrates that the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the context of the Friday prayer, that on the day of Friday there is a short period of time. At that time, if a believer is praying to Allah Almighty and he is asking anything from Allah Almighty, that is granted to him. And with that hand, he mentioned by indicating his hand that this is a very short span of time. Huzur says that from this very point, as we have seen, the Friday prayer is mentioned, and the Friday sermon is a part of the Friday prayer. So this is actually the lofty position of the Friday prayer, that during this period, whatever you are going to ask from Allah Almighty, He is going to grant you that and give you that. So you should not consider that your commerce and your trade is going to benefit you. What guarantee you have that if you miss the Friday prayer because of your commerce, then definitely you are going to make, according to your expectation, a very large profit you are going to make out of that. But the Prophet of Allah Almighty, he informs us that if on that day, during this period of time, you are seeking some blessing from Allah Almighty, something good in virtue, that will be granted to you. With this condition that you avoid the bigger sins. So here as well, Allah Almighty has mentioned that when a Muslim, when a believer, he is invited for the Friday prayer, then he should come quickly and hasten to it, and they should abandon and leave behind their business. Nowhere it is mentioned there that only for the last Friday on Ramadan you should do like that, because it is going to be a special moment of acceptance of prayer. And it doesn't make difference for you if you don't leave the other Fridays. But the Holy Prophet ﷺ has highlighted the importance and its obligation. He has mentioned definitely that it is very imperative, it's essential that for every Muslim must be offering the Friday prayers in congregation, except for the slave and the ladies and the children and the disabled people. They are unable to, they come into that category. So Allah Almighty does not put them any hardship upon them. So wherever it is possible, then Allah Almighty has given the relaxation. But this commerce and business, if that is put against God Almighty, and that is not acceptable, the wording of the hadith is that al-jumatu haqqun wajibun ala kulli muslimin, that according to dictionary, the word right means that when Allah Almighty gives the command, then when a command is such that it has to be done in any way, and it has to be done at a particular time. And wajib has been used in this meaning that this is such an obligation that if you don't do that, then you will be reprimanded for that. So therefore, these wording which Allah Almighty has mentioned, they carry great importance. And that is to say that the Friday prayer is such an obligation, the discharge of that must be done with its full realization at its appointed time. And if that is not done, that if you don't comply with that one, then such a person will be penalized and he will be reprimanded for that. So therefore, abandoning the Friday prayers or do not attaching any importance to it is really something about which everyone should be greatly worried. Allah Almighty says in the second verse that when you, regarding your commerce and your business, you when you did not take care of these your worldly business, so then you do not consider that I am going to leave you unrewarded. No, but now that you have performed this obligation, then after in your business, in your commerce, in your trade, you can go back to that. And because of this worship and remembrance of Allah and the compliance of the command of Allah, Allah Almighty has put some blessing in your commerce and trade. So now if you go and get the worldly benefits, then because of the blessings of Allah Almighty, you will be blessed for that. During this commerce as well, continue to remember Allah Almighty. Don't forget that. And you should become a grateful person to Allah Almighty. You should always be mindful of the fact that Allah Almighty has blessed my faith. And my business, Allah Almighty has blessed that. And do not go for any unfair dealing in your trade. And the fear of Allah should be in your heart. And when the fear of God is in your heart, then your tongue will also be busy with the remembrance of Allah. And this is what will grant you more successes in future. And Allah Almighty will continue to open up His gates of more blessings as a result of this. And then Allah Almighty continues to say that those people who, after listening to my command, they do not attach importance to Friday prayer, then they do not listen to it carefully, this command that I have given. And that the command is that remembrance of Allah is the source of success, but their hearts are captivated by the worldly pursuits and pleasures. So then Allah Almighty says to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when he invites the people, when these people do not pay attention to this one and don't respond to this one, they are the hypocrites. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned very seriously about it. Hazrat Ibn Abbas says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that anybody who leaves the Friday sermon without any reason, then in his deed of performance he would be counted as a hypocrite. So this is what Allah Almighty has mentioned, that when these people, they see the worldly pursuits and enjoyments and trade, and they pay attention to that and run toward that, فَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمَا, and they leave you standing alone and do not pay attention to what you are saying, that these are actually regarding the hypocrites. Otherwise, the followers of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, they were so much devout and devoted that in very difficult situations and even in battles, they did not ever leave him alone. This is actually something related to this age as well, when mostly the Muslims are indulged in their business and finance. And in this age as well, various types, means of enjoyment and worldly pleasures are there. And also this business is very attractive as well. And practically, the Muslims, a large number of them, they do not pay attention to the Friday sermon as they should be. The hypocrites, during the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the hypocrites did not pay attention to that one, they used to consider that we have left the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone, while the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in large number, they were always with him. But in this age and time, the Muslims are more inclined towards worldly pursuits, and very small number of them, they are regularly offering their prayers. And this concept is there, that they just go for the Friday prayers on the farewell, the last Jumatul Wada. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned about it. In one hadith it is mentioned, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that anyone who believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment, it is essential and obligatory for him to offer the prayer on Friday, except for sick and the person on journey. But the one who, because of worldly pursuits and business, who paid disregarded the offering of the prayer, then Allah Almighty will also disregard and will not pay attention to that. Allah Almighty is the one who is not in need of anyone else. Therefore, Huzur says that one should not disregard disobedience to Allah Almighty, and this is something very serious. And the one who really believes in Allah, he realizes it fully well, that if one does not pay attention to Allah Almighty, it means destruction, and neither he gets the religion nor the world. And collectively, if the Muslims, if you look at their condition today, you can see it very clearly that the commands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are not following the commands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and disregarding the commands of Allah Almighty, that is the condition in which they find today. And what is going to be happening in the life to come, that is mentioned in another hadith. Hazrat Samra radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that come for the Friday prayer and sit closer to the Imam, and the one who person sits behind, he is sometime deprived from the paradise. Otherwise, he is quite eligible for that. The people will be sitting according to the way in which they come. And it's a great unfortunate that some people who are otherwise eligible, they are deprived from paradise because of not offering the prayer, Jummah prayer. And he himself also shows his displeasure with those who miss the Friday prayer. In one hadith it is mentioned, Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that those people who miss the Jummah prayer, I sometimes think about them that I should be appointing somebody to lead the prayer, and I should go to the houses of those people and put them on fire. So this warning, Huzur says, should always keep in front of him. This condition we should always, of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should be realized. He was mercy for the whole of mankind. His heart was filled with mercy and kindness even for the birds and animals. But when the commands, the Allah Almighty, people do not pay attention to that one, then he says that I would like to put such people who miss the Friday prayer on fire. This expression is also because of that love and affection which he had in his heart for those people who are following him. That Allah Almighty has come so close to you. He is, as compared with your worldly jobs, he is going to give you thousands of times more blessings as a result of offering the prayer, but still you are not willing to take that. So this expression is not that he is going to do it. That is to say that they should realize, such people should realize the importance of offering the prayer, and Allah Almighty is distributing his blessings and you are not receiving it. You are thinking that the comfort of your home or the benefits of your commerce and trade, whatever you are getting, that is more beneficial and more useful for you as compared with the offering of the prayer. If you ask me, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them that if you ask me, then I would tell you that as compared with all these worldly pursuits and benefits and enjoyments, if you have to put all these things on fire and then you come for prayer after that, then you should have come for that. So you should avoid these people and come to the prayer and seek blessing from it, so that you can progress in spirituality, so that you can see the manifestation of the acceptance of prayer, so that you can get nearness and closeness to Allah Almighty, and then you will become the owner of the perpetual commerce in which there is no loss, no danger of any loss. So Zohar says that today we should not be attracted by the progress, worldly progress of the other people, and they forget the purpose for which they have been created. And actually all the blessings lie in submission to Allah Almighty, and whenever we have to respond to the call of Allah, and then we get into a commerce which is useful for all times to come. And this is being explained that you hear very clearly that these attractions of the world as compared with the pleasure of paradise given by Allah Almighty are nothing at all. Even if there is few people who are attaching more importance to Jummat al-Wada, the farewell Friday, that we have got our sins forgiven, then we will see next year what happens. So then these people are utterly in mistake. Yes, if they have come for this purpose, that they should get blessing out of this blessing, and because of this blessing, then they are going to be regular in the Fridays to come. So then this is definitely a most blessed day for them. And the person who has brought about, will bring about this revolution in his life, that will be really very blessed. And in this age and time, actually, the blessings of Friday prayer is great, because the amenities of worldly enjoyment and facilities and the attractions of commerce and trade, they are very strong. So if people avoid these things, and this is actually something which rewards them abundantly if they do so, and the sawab is also there, the reward is also there. And the Ahmadis should keep the importance of Friday prayers in this respect, and they should continue to spread this message, because this age through which we are passing, according to the prophecies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in this chapter Surah Jummah, in which these commandments have been given, this is the time of the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam. وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحُكُوا is also mentioned there, that there are some other people who among whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be raised, who have not yet joined with those people. So in this actually the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his advent, the prophecy about his advent is also mentioned there, who in order to establish his jamaat and to gather the Muslims on one hand, and in order to highlight the importance of Friday, he has to make the call. He came and he called the people, and we are very fortunate that we have accepted that, that we have responded to his call. And in order to find out the paths of success and prosperity, we are acting upon his call and command. We are not those people who only come for the Friday prayer once in a year, but we are those who have found the truth. We have found this principle that whatever is with Allah, that is definitely much better than anything of enjoyment that we find in this life. And we bear witness that, O Allah, We have fully understood this declaration that we have made, which we have made through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the understanding of that has been given to us by the greatest lover of this, the best prophet, that Allah Almighty is the one who is the best of the provider, and he provides the people in such a way from where he cannot even imagine. So how can we leave the Holy, the Prophet alone and indulge into worldly pursuit? This is that understanding which should always be there in the heart and mind of all the Ahmadis in relation to the Friday prayers. So Ahmadis should never forget that by accepting the leader of this age, Imam of the age, then our responsibilities have increased manifold. And we should always remember that our responsibilities are great. They have increased. Now our Fridays are not ordinary Fridays. We have to act upon the instructions of Allah Almighty. It should not be superfluous. But if we do it well, if we miss it, then there is no harm in it. We should not take it that way. We have to realize, and we have to safeguard our Fridays and also the Friday prayers of our progenies. And also, we have to bring all the mankind on one faith, and that responsibility is the one which we have to discharge. If we are not regular in our Friday prayers, if we do not pay any attention to the Friday prayers, then this claim of our bath and initiation is meaningless. And there will be discrepancy in our declaration of faith and what we do. I mentioned about the improvement of our progeny. I should like to mention here that some ladies, some wives, regarding their parents, regarding their husbands, their right and the request for prayer, that their husbands should also become very regular in their prayers, and also they should be mindful of the regularity in offering the Friday prayers. Huzur says, I am happy to know that Allah Almighty has given such abidat, the worshippers, to the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that they are mindful of their responsibility to the children and to their husbands. But also there is a point of worry, that if these parents, if these fathers and husbands, they do not improve their conduct and character, then their children, by looking at their bad example, would also follow suit. And in this age, Huzur says, as I mentioned, these worldly pursuits and enjoyments, and they are many. And these things are, it may not be that these things also take away these children from the attachment to religion. And God forbid it should not happen like this, that these children should not go so far away from the faith that the return is not possible. So in this age, Huzoor says that the responsibilities of an Ahmadi, they have increased manifold. This is like a trust which has been given to us. This is a promise. We have to be fulfilling the responsibility of that. We have to fulfill this trust and promise that we have made. And Allah Almighty has blessed us that during the Friday prayer, there is a moment of time, there is a span of time, which is the time of acceptance of prayer. And what greater prayer should be than this, that we should pray that our progenies should have a close connection with Allah Almighty. Then this age and all the children should be closely attached to this final religion of Allah Almighty, and the children should follow their teaching, and we should be spreading this faith, and there should be a part played by us in that noble cause. And in that case, we will be really discharging our real responsibility in relation to Friday prayer. And we will be fulfilling that obligation for which Allah Almighty has appointed the Holy Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in this age. And Allah Almighty, and He has created a community among the Akhireen, the people of the latter days, and They tried to create that revolution which the earlier people have done. They also tried to attain the high standards of their worship and also their relationship with Allah Almighty. There are many among us who take pride that we are from the progeny of these companions of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, who had this honor of being linked with the earlier companions. This pride will not be of any use if we we did not follow in the footsteps of these great people. If we did not follow that, it will not benefit us. So one should be worried about that, and one should take it very seriously. And we should pay very serious attention to this matter. Under the banner of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the revolution which is going to be created, that is bound to be created now. This is the promise of Allah Almighty, which is bound to happen. We should always keep an eye on our own weaknesses, and we should be worshipping Allah Almighty, and we have to become a part of this revolution. Only then we can really get the blessings of this revolution and the blessings of the Friday prayers. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam's writing I present before you. Huzoor says that Allah Almighty, the culmination of the blessing which Allah Almighty has given, that is this faith which is Islam. And in this bounty, the Friday prayer, the day of Friday, is also a blessing. That was a reference to this one, that this culmination of blessing will be manifested as the ultimate victory of Islam, and that Jummah has now come, and that Jummah is particularly related to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, because the culmination of the blessing was first related to the propagation of that teaching. And now you see that the completion of the guidance and the teaching was completed during the period of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Almighty destined so that the completion of the propagation of this teaching, that will be a second time, a second period, when somebody would come as a reflection of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the time of the promised Messiah and the Imam Mahdi. That is why this it is mentioned that layuzhirahu aladdin kullahi, that the ultimate victory of Islam has been mentioned in relation to the time of the promised Messiah, and the great scholars have mentioned that this is related to the time of the promised Messiah. And this can only be done at that time when all the religions, they come into the field, and all the facilities for the propagation of religion are available. And that time has now come. At this time, now you can see the media and the press is there, publication of book is possible, and the facilities are there for publication. Considering all these, moreover, the post office facilities are there. We can preach all over the world through the press and the newspapers we can do. We can know all that is happening in the world through the trains, the facilities of communication is there. So all the new inventions that we come across day by day, all these things, they indicate the great blessing of this age. And more and more facilities and means are there for the propagation of the true faith, that is Islam. And this is according to the prophecy which was made through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the wording lajusirahu al-din kulli, that Allah Almighty will give the ultimate victory of Islam over other religions. And this is what Allah Almighty says, that I have given this bounty to the full, and through the completion of the propagation of this message, this is the blessed time through which we are tapping. This is actually the time of Jummah, and this is in which this prophecy is fulfilled. So in this age, the manifestation of someone coming in the name of Allah has taken place, and there are very few people who really know that, and there are many who laugh at that. Those who laugh at it and make a joke out of it, but a time is coming, is very nigh, when Allah Almighty will show His powerful manifestation, and with mighty manifestations of His help, will show that His warner sent by Allah Almighty is definitely true. So as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that this time in which through which we are passing, and in which all these religions are there, and the means of propagation is also attaining to its culmination. That is the time of the promised Messiah. This is the time in which all the religions, they are in competition with one another, and even those people who do not believe in any religion whatsoever, but they are utilizing these means. They are trying to mislead a part of the world because they are using these means. And the other religions, including Christianity, they are challenging Islam and Ahmadiyyat. And by the grace of Allah, the victory is destined to be for the community of the promised Messiah. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned some of the inventions which took place during his time, that all these inventions which are being made time to time in this age, all these, they actually establish the truth of this prophecy. Now you see that a satellite system is there, internet is there, and more and more expansion is there, and Allah Almighty has a support for the promised Messiah. He has also, Allah Almighty has provided MTN internet, which is very helpful in Tabligh. And these are the means for bringing the whole world on one faith. So therefore Allah Almighty made all these arrangements. Allah Almighty is making these arrangements. But we should also follow His command. And in this age, we should also expand our thinking, and through prayers, and we should take care of ourselves and also the care of our children. And we should become a part of this revolution and change so that we should also be blessed with the ultimate victory of Islam. So in this age, Hazur says, every Ahmadi should be very mindful of the worship and raising the standard of his worship, not only in Ramadan and the last Friday of Ramadan, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, all the five daily prayers, and the from the Friday to Friday and from Ramadan to Ramadan, they should be the means of creating the piety and purity among us. Allah Almighty may forgive our weaknesses and include us among those people who are seeing the manifestations of the victory and progress. So therefore in this Friday we should make a covenant with Allah Almighty and make a promise with Allah that He has given us the opportunity of praying to Allah Almighty while we are observing fast. So we should apply all these things upon us, for all those things for which the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was sent. And we should try to convert all our weaknesses into virtues and goodness. And all the impurities, we should convert them into purities and virtues. And this small time, short time which is there, which has been left before the end of the Jummah time, so we should keep our tongues busy in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. And keeping this point in mind, we should think over it again and again, that whatever we have done by way of humble efforts during the month of Ramadan, whatever financial sacrifices we have made in Tahreek-e-Jadeed and Waqf-e-Jadeed in order to fulfill the promises, Ahmadis work very hard towards that. All these actions and all these virtues, may Allah accept all these because of the blessing of this Friday. And O Allah, you enable us to discharge our responsibilities and also to always keep these responsibilities in mind, so that every action and every thought that we have, that should be full of blessing for us, and you go on blessing us for all these good deeds. And we should also pray that show us the manifestation of those revolutions which you gave, the promises of which you gave to the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And so we expect these things from our loving God, that all these prayers, when these will arise from the heart of the Ahmadis today, then all these prayers coming from the bottom of their heart, then it will become a part of this big river, which clears away all the rubbish which comes in the way. And because of the blessings of these prayers, all the dirt and the filth in our hearts is cleansed. And in the prayers of today, we should make it like a big torrent of pure water. And that stream of water, which should be of the love of Allah Almighty, and getting the blessings from Allah Almighty, this should become a means of cleansing our heart from all types of impurities, and we are able to continue and perpetuate the good deeds that we are doing, and we are getting closer and closer to God Almighty. And also we see the manifestation of the acceptance of prayer, and we are able to see the purity of our heart and the love of Allah Almighty, and also the protection from the attacks of enemies, and also the last objective and ultimate objective, that we have the full control of Allah Almighty over our hearts. We are the noble prophet, the blessed prophet of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the banner of him which has been handed over to the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. So we are able to see that banner flying very high all over the world, and we are able to see the fulfillment of this prophecy that this is going to be through the Promised Messiah. So this is the Friday which will be actually the Friday of permanent blessings which we have to achieve. May Allah enable us to see that and to have that Friday. And it's quite possible that as a result of during this prayer, maybe that Allah Almighty has already granted us that particular moment, which is the moment of acceptance. And on the last day of Ramadan, particularly, we should remember those people who are sick and those who are helpless, those people who are serving the cause of religion, all the dedicators of life, those parents who have dedicated their children, remember the parents and the children, so that they should be able to fulfill their commitment. Those people who have done the financial sacrifices, remember all of them. And also all the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the whole mankind, remember them in prayers, so that may Allah protect them against all types of misfortune and calamity. Ameen.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اس وقت
I would like to mention one thing that most of the people know, that a very devoted worker and a very devoted Ahmadi, respected Malik Khalilur Rahman Sahib, he last Friday on 5th of October, he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. He was a very old, dedicated worker of the Jamaat. When MTA started, then all the Friday sermons of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe, and he was translating all that into English. And my sermons, he was also translating the Friday sermons. And last Friday, he was getting ready. He was getting ready to come for the Friday prayer so that he can perform this duty. But during that period, he suffered a heart attack and he could not survive. So first we didn't know what happened, and in the evening we came to know he was all alone at his house at that time. He used to sit for itikaf, perform itikaf, and he was very full of prayer. And normally people bring large paddings for itikaf. He just used to bring a quilt, and half was underneath him and half was over him. So without any pillow, there was no special arrangement. Very simply, he was spending most of his time in prayer, and he used to recite durood extensively. And those people who performed itikaf along with him, he told me this thing. And the poem of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Khudawand man gunaham bakhsh, he used to recite it very often, that, O my Allah, forgive my sins. And somebody mentioned to me that since Khalifatul Masih Rabe mentioned about the satisfied soul whenever he delivered the sermon on this subject, since that time I am praying that Allah Almighty grant me this satisfied soul, Nafse Mutmainna. And apart from the translation, the service of translation, he was Qaid Khudamul Amdi in the beginning. And apart from that, he was Secretary Sami Basri, Secretary Talim, and Nazim Ansarullah. He was President of Reading Jamaat. He performed the service. And last year, in UK, he was given the responsibility of the press secretary of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, and he performed it very effectively in a very nice way. And the one who worked with him, and he said that although I was inexperienced, but whenever I sought any guidance from him, then he gave the advice very humbly and listened to me very carefully. And whenever I, gave any advice, then he listened to it carefully and he used to accept that. He was not, and if he did not accept it, then he would explain it very nicely. So Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and raise his status, and the children should also be enabled to follow his example. and give comfort to all concerned.
عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر